Finding the real target. It is possible to be an ideal person in this world, but it is not possible to realize an ideal society. A man builds his personality by his own decision. It is enough for a human being to have individual willpower, but it cannot be with the whole society. Because the will is within an individual, the collective will within society is just an imaginary concept. It does not exist in reality. That is why in history there have been many individuals who possessed an ideal character, but it never happened that the whole society, or the whole collective system became an ideal society. According to the creation plan of God, this is not possible. According to God's creation plan, every woman and every man here enjoys complete freedom. No individual or government can revoke this freedom. Freedom means having more than one option. Because of this option, it will always be the case that some people will use freedom properly, and some people will abuse it. This phenomenon makes it practically impossible to establish an ideal system at the level of society. Freedom means having more than one option. Because of this option, it will always be the case that some people will use freedom properly, and some people will abuse it. That is why in Islam the individual is the target of action, not society. If a large number of individuals are reformed, the effect will reach society as well. Examples of this phenomenon abound throughout history, both in Islamic society and in secular society. The fact is that an ideal society will be established in the world to come, not in the present world. In order to create an ideal society in the present world, it is necessary to deprive people of their freedom, and this will happen only when the angel Israfil blows the trumpet of the final hour by the command of God.